Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 54. In this episode, I'll discuss the use of daptomycin in the context of adult critically ill patients. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode54. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free community with other pharmacists from around the world collaborating with each other using real-time messaging to help better care for patients. I invite you to join me and the many other Pharmacy Nation members there. You can sign up at pharmacynation.org. Daptomycin demonstrates concentration-dependent bactericidal activity against essentially all gram-positive organisms. It has a unique mechanism of action. Daptomycin binds to bacterial cell membranes and causes a rapid depolarization of membrane potential. This loss of membrane potential causes inhibition of DNA, RNA, and protein synthesis, which results in bacterial cell death. Due to daptomycin's high cost of about $1 per milligram, and the principle of reserving certain antibiotics for resistant or serious infections, daptomycin is frequently restricted and used second line unless allergies, resistance, or contraindications to other agents exist. Daptomycin is approved for use in complicated skin and skin structure infections and in staphylococcal bacteremia, including right-sided endocarditis. Daptomycin is also used off-label for osteomyelitis, septic arthritis, hepatic or splenic abscess, and severe infections caused by methicillin-resistant Staph aureus or vancomycin-resistant enterococci. Daptomycin is pregnancy category B. In general, the more severe the infection, the higher the dose of daptomycin that should be used. For skin infections, use daptomycin 4 milligrams per kilo IV every 24 hours. For all other infections, use daptomycin 6 milligrams per kilo IV Q24 hours. Many references, as well as the ID Society of America's MRSA guidelines, say some experts recommend higher doses of 8 to 10 milligrams per kilo when using daptomycin. This appears to be due to the idea that higher doses are safe and might prevent the development of on-treatment resistance. A manufacturer-sponsored study examining this concept was recently terminated early due to lack of enrollment. A recent article, which I have linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode54, proposed using higher doses of daptomycin to prevent the development of resistance. Keep an eye out for changes in dose recommendations for daptomycin. Daptomycin is primarily excreted in the urine and needs to be adjusted for renal impairment. Because daptomycin exhibits concentration-dependent killing, similar to aminoglycosides, the frequency, not the dose, is reduced. Reduce the frequency of daptomycin to Q48 hours in the setting of creatinine clearance less than 30 mL per minute or hemodialysis. Most references state to reduce the frequency of daptomycin to Q48 hours in the setting of continuous renal replacement therapy. However, for severe infections, at least one author recommends using daptomycin every 24 hours if the patient is on continuous venous hemodiafiltration. go to pharmacyjoe.com/episode13 for more on the dosing of antibiotics in the setting of continuous renal replacement therapy. No dose adjustment is indicated for daptomycin in mild to moderate hepatic impairment. Daptomycin has not been well studied in patients with severe hepatic impairment. There are some notable adverse effects of daptomycin. Myopathy, with or without creatinine phosphokinase or CPK elevation, occurs in a dose-dependent manner with daptomycin use. This is reversible with cessation of daptomycin therapy. And rarely, daptomycin has been associated with eosinophilic pneumonia. This has generally occurred with use for longer than 2 weeks. On-treatment resistance of daptomycin is known to occur. If a patient receiving daptomycin has persistent bacteremia, this may signal the development of resistance. I check CPK levels weekly in patients on daptomycin, and I'll increase this to several times per week if the patient is on continuous renal replacement therapy or if a dose greater than 6 milligrams per kilo is being used. There is a widely considered interaction between statins and daptomycin, and it is recommended to withhold the statin while giving daptomycin. This interaction does not appear to be clinically meaningful, as CPK elevations and myopathy that occur when using daptomycin and statins resolve quickly. Think twice about withholding a statin during daptomycin therapy, especially if the patient has a compelling need for the statin, such as a recent myocardial infarction. Instead, increase your frequency of monitoring CPK to several times per week. To close, I've got three clinical pearls that I think about with daptomycin. Number one, daptomycin is inactivated by lung surfactant and cannot be used for pneumonia. It is okay, however, to use daptomycin in the setting of infective endocarditis with septic pulmonary emboli. Number two, there's no such thing as a stat daptomycin dose. The powder takes a long time to dissolve, at least 15 minutes. And number three, daptomycin has no anticoagulant effect, but it may falsely prolong the INR. If you think this is occurring, draw the INR 24 hours after the daptomycin dose to minimize the effect. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop there. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.